Right, well, joining me now is the FC Hallam manager, Ryan Hindley. And Ryan, first of all, you must be really pleased with how the squad's going at the minute.
Yeah, things are going well. I think it's like anything. A week in the North East Counties is a long time. You can suddenly be top, as we were, and then suddenly sixth. And then you can be top again, or you can be 10th or 12th. So, for me at the minute, it's about getting some consistency to our play. And in that, the results hopefully will follow.
Like you've said, with consistency, I think you'd be happy for another 5-0, a really impressive performance as well at the weekend.
Yeah, they got a bit of a roasting at half-time, I'll be honest with you, Tom. They weren't to the levels that I expect after going to Athersley on the Wednesday night against a team bub with quite a scratch side and putting them to the sword 3-0. The level of application and work rate and endeavour was outstanding from our players Wednesday, and I just thought our level slipped because I kept the teams the same. I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, first half we came in 1-0 up, but we just didn't work hard. We expected it to be a walkover, having looked at the league table. I didn't think the lads were playing and performing to the levels that they should. And second half, they went out and scored 4 goals. So that was the second half was pleasing. First half, not so good.
I suppose as a manager, though, you must think that at half-time you gave your team talk and it clearly had an impact.
It's had an impact, but again, it's taking nothing away from Grimsby. I could see that if we upped our work rate and our levels of where I expect them to be, that we would have a comfortable afternoon. So it's not so much a rousing team talk that's required. It's just about, you know, going back to basics a little bit and just explaining to the guys that if we do things right and we shorten our game up and we don't try 50 and 60, you know, World Cup balls, and we start to play the game and pass around people and give it our wide men and put the ball in the box, things will happen for us. And that's what we did, and we, you know, the game, we rolled out convincing winners.
And another tough test, Hull United. Obviously, you're fifth, Hull United is sixth. They've got a couple of games in hand, but it just shows you in this league how competitive it is.
Yeah, I've said the top eight, top ten as it is now will possibly not change. I think that's where it will be. I just think people change positions over the course of the season. Now, I think a lot of people look at Hull United and look at the management structure and think that it's a never-ending pot of money. Well, it's clearly not, because they're out of their ground for whatever reasons, which is, you know, again, is not my business. But what Curtis and Ian Ashby's done at the moment is outstanding. You know, they've taken a team out of the league below. They've brought them into this league. They've added quality. And I have watched them, and they're very, very hard working, and they have got great quality. And it's no shock that I think they've only lost one league game so far this season. They scored a lot of goals, and it'll be a really big test for us. But yeah, huge respect for the two people in charge there for what they've done with a club. I'm all for these, you know, these Hull United and these AFC Mansfield and you know, clubs that are formed out of big places. And suddenly it gives the working class people the chance to go and support a team, whereas, as I've always been an advocate of, you know, Football League prices are really, really high at the minute. So, no, I'm full of respect and admiration for Hull United. I think it'll be a great contest. But I'd like to think that if we're on his game and we work to the levels we did on the Wednesday night against Hathersley, that we've got half a chance, anything less than that, and they will turn us over.
Obviously, a side based in Sheffield, you're always looking to get them Wednesday United fans who maybe want to go down and see some football. And it was non-league day a couple of weeks ago, and one of your players, Bishop, scored an absolute worldie. It did really well, got a lot of publicity, and I suppose that must only help the side.
Yeah, of course it does. It's one of those situations where Sheffield's a big place, and if you're performing to the right levels, and with stuff like this with Radio Yorkshire and Radio Sheffield, people help you. You know, people want to help you, and people will come to games. You know, I think Sheffield United are at home on the Saturday. I think it's the early kickoff, and then I think Sheffield United are at Robin. So I don't envisage us having big numbers there Saturday. Hopefully, it will be three figures plus. But you know, it's nice for people to know that if Sheffield United or their local club or their season tickets, where they're based, are not at home, that they've got another home to come to, and they'll be treated right, and they'll hopefully enjoy a game of football. I thought we performed terribly against them, just if I'm being honest. I thought it was one of my worst performances of the season, but we still could have won the game. So, you know, I don't, again, not digressing off the question, but I'm still yet to see a team that really concerns me if we're at where we are. So hopefully people will still keep coming through the gate. I think one thing you are guaranteed when you come to Hallam is goals. And I think that's what everybody comes to watch. I think people like to watch a hard working side and a team that scores goals and entertains people.
And a couple of weeks ago, you had your first anniversary at the club. Just what do you think you've learnt, and how do you think you've developed as a manager in the year?
I'm learning a hell of a lot. And I'm finding myself this year a little bit. And hence why we've got a more firm structure in place with Stuart Lowe as my assistant and Rob Ward as one of my other assistants, is that we can't get too high about the highs and we can't get too low about the lows, because football's constant and it is constant, and you're up one minute, you're down the next. So I'm just learning to find myself. I'm learning to realise that sometimes you have to upset people and not take too many things personal. I'm there to make decisions. I'm there to make Hallam the best team that I can make them. So I guess my learnings are, you know, not to get too high about the highs and not too low about the lows, and enjoy being in the dugout and enjoy every game and learn something from every game, whether it's the opposition and how they're set up, how their manager speaks to players, how your players perform under certain conditions, and just try and give people the platform to make a success. But most of all, play with a smile on your face. Go and enjoy it. Because anything that you do in life, if you enjoy it, you tend to do it better. So I think, I'm really finding myself at the minute and thoroughly enjoying my task as Hallam manager.
And a great thing with not just Hallam but with non-league football in general is you have these days out where you raise money for charities, and it happened again at Hallam FC over the weekend. It must be great to be a part of that community.
We are a great club, and that's one thing I'll say. What we don't have in money, and we don't have in four-stand all-seater stadium and certain other things, we have in love for the community. We have a club that, listen, if you've been in business, what we've been in business now, about 156 years, whatever it is, we're kind of doing something right. So, you know, from my perspective, we've got a fantastic ethos, we've got a fantastic chairman, we've got a fantastic committee, and we're all to task. We all know what our jobs are, we all know what we want to do, and we're very, very, you know, welcoming to the general public and anything that can help people with. Obviously, we had the Chris Waddle game that raised over £6,000 for prostate. And now we've just had the other game on Saturday with the boxers and the celebrities and actors. So we're very, very accommodating and very facilitating of local charities. And you know what? It might be from that game that 10 or 15 people decide that they want to come and follow Hallam a little bit more. So, you know, it's great to give to charities, and it's also great for the people to understand and know who Hallam FC are.